USA News, I'm John Schaefer. An arrest has been made in connection with the kidnapping of four Americans as they crossed into Mexico from Brownsville, Texas. Two of the four were killed.
Attacks on U.S. citizens are unacceptable, no matter where or under what circumstances they happen.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department, Homeland Security, and the FBI were very helpful in this matter. The two Americans who lived are now back in the U.S. The government is working to get the remains of the two killed back. Wall Street dropping after Fed Chair Jerome Powell told a Senate committee that more interest rate hikes are likely. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 500 points at times today. All three major averages are down by at least 1%. Yet another storm is bearing down on California later this week. But right now, people snowed in by the last big storm are just trying to survive.
It's a bad situation at some of the food distribution areas in the San Bernardino Mountains.
We got grown men here crying because they haven't eaten in 3 days. Because they're trying to let their kids eat.
San Bernardino Mountains resident Mike Arias Jr. on the people who got out from under the snow, more snow than they've seen in decades. Fellow resident Shauna Anderson says they can't do it alone for much longer.
Someone needs to come in here and help us and declare this on a federal level, not just a state level.
But San Bernardino County officials say they're devoting every resource they have to clearing roads and getting to trapped people. I'm Richard Johnson.
A bill introduced today would give the Commerce Secretary the ability to ban social media app TikTok in the United States. Virginia Senator Mark Warner is one of the bill's sponsors.
Gives the Commerce Department a new set of tools to take on up to banning TikTok as well as other hardware, software, mobile apps.
Warner also expressing concern that TikTok and other apps with ties to China's Communist Party could be used to spread propaganda. This is USA News.
Big news. The 2024 election could be America's last. That's the shocking conclusion of best-selling author David Horowitz. In his new bestseller, The Final Battle, David Horowitz reveals a secret war led by far-left Democrats and a new woke generation who want to destroy our culture and freedoms. Horowitz says they're in our schools, our churches, even our military. In The Final Battle, he explains Joe Biden and big media want to stop Trump and DeSantis in 2024, no matter what. Horowitz names the names of the secret players working to change America. Newsmax calls The Final Battle the book of the year. Dinesh D'Souza says it's the biggest expose of Joe Biden and the Democratic left ever. Get The Final Battle in bookstores or check out the free offer and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go online to finalbattle611.com. Finalbattle611.com to get your free copy today.
The federal government is trying to put a stop to the merger of JetBlue and Spirit Airlines. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the proposed merger is bad for consumers.
We allege that if allowed to proceed, this merger will limit choices and drive up ticket prices for passengers across the country.
He added its impact would be particularly harmful for travelers who rely on what are known as ultra-low-cost carriers. The merger would create the nation's fifth largest airline. A second person has died after a stampede at a concert in Rochester, New York, on Sunday.
Police say the latest victim was one of two women in critical condition at a local hospital. Another woman was the first reported death. At least eight other people were injured in what's being called a large crowd pushing. Authorities initially responded to a report of shots fired at the concert venue, but they found no evidence of a shooting. Memphis-born rapper Glorilla was the show's headliner. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Disneyland has removed the lyrics from the song Zippity Doo-Dah in their Magic Happens Parade. The song was replaced in the set list with a song from the 1953 Peter Pan movie. Zippity Doo-Dah is from the 1964 Disney film Song of the South, which has come under fire for its black stereotypes and its rosy picture of the South post-Civil War. Well, Tom Brady says he is too busy to return to the NFL. Responding to reports that he may return, Brady tweeted, "Anyone thinking he has time to play football again has never adopted a two-month-old kitten for their daughter." I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.